This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. 5-day public procurement training for Radio Nepal employees starts today. Flooded Mehlamchi River washes away a bridge over the river in Chanaute and swept away the building housing the Mehlamchi radio station. And fighting rages in Afghanistan as Taliban besiege three key cities. Now, the news in detail. A 5-day training on public procurement has started for Radio Nepal employees from today. Inaugurating the training, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, said that the training would be important to complete the procurement process on time by making the procurement process from Radio Nepal transparent and economical. Speaking on the occasion, member of the Board of Directors of Radio Nepal and Head of Program Division, Tika Bhandari, expressed confidence that the training would be important to make the procurement process better and more effective by resolving the problems of public procurement process. Chakravarti Kantha, a trainer of the training and Joint Secretary of Public Procurement Office, said such training was necessary to make the public procurement from various agencies effective. 21 employees of Radio Nepal are participating in the training. 17 houses and huts in Helambu and Mehlamchi of Sindhupalchuk district were washed away by the flooded Mehlamchi River last night. The flooded river has washed away the red bridge over the river in Chanaute. According to local residents, the bridge collapsed at 7:45 this morning. The flood have also washed away a suspension bridge in Gyaltum. Flood in the Mehlamchi River last night has swept away the building housing the Radio Mehlamchi station. Radio Mehlamchi chair Dambar Rasik said the building was uprooted and swept away at around 12:40 last night. The Radio Mehlamchi building had been submerged in the flood waters but was still standing. The building was abandoned and radio station was being operated from a different location. Further details about the damage from Saturday's floods are yet to be collected. Meanwhile, the local administration has urged the people living in and around the Mehlamchi River bank to stay alert. The number of patients with coronavirus infection has increased in Bharatpur Hospital. As the number of corona infection continues to increase, so is the number of people coming to the hospital for treatment. Acting Medical Superintendent of Hospital, Dr. Krishna Prasad Paudial, said that the number of infections has been increasing due to negligence of health safety protocol. Similarly, 3 members of a family have died of coronavirus infection in Khaizanapur village of Triyuga Municipality 2 in Udaipur district. The village has been sealed off since Saturday night after the infection spread. According to ward chair Dhaman Singh Khatri, the village has been sealed from Saturday night to August 8 after more than 60 villagers were found with symptoms of cold, cough and fever. According to Mohan Suvedi, chief of health office in Udaipur, coronavirus infection that was on the decline until 10 days ago has started increasing again in the past week. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has predicted the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is possible at many places of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudhir Paschim province today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Fighting is raging around the 3 major cities in southern and western Afghanistan as Taliban militants seek to seize them from government forces. Taliban fighters have entered parts of Herat, Lashkargah and Kandahar. They have made rapid gains in the rural areas since it was announced almost all foreign troops would go by September. But the fate of these key cities would be crucial amid fears of humanitarian crisis and how long government forces will be able to hold out. The fundamentalist Islamist militia is already thought to have captured up to half of all Afghanistan's territory, including lucrative border crossings with Iran and Pakistan. Tourists have been evacuated from beaches in southwestern Turkey, where raging wildfires are now threatening hotels and homes. According to local media, Turkish Coast Guard vessels, assisted by private boats and yachts, were deployed to bring holidaymakers to safety. In the city of Bodrum, three five-star hotels were reportedly evacuated. The fires, which have been burning since Wednesday, have left 8 people dead. Officials say all but 10 of the fires have now been brought under control. Images shared by Bodrum's mayor on Twitter shows fire still burning into the early hours of Sunday morning. U.S. Justice Department has said nearly 30 top U.S. prosecutors has had their offices' email accounts hacked during a major breach last year. The attack on users of the software SolarWinds, which the U.S. has blamed on Russia, was the worst ever cyber espionage attack on the U.S. government. The department says 27 U.S. attorneys had at least one office computer hacked. That has raised fears the hackers may have accessed sensitive information, including the names of informants. The hack, which gave cyber criminals potential access to 18,000 government and private computer networks, was made public last December. In the ongoing 32nd Summer Olympic Games being held in Tokyo, Japan, China is leading the medal tally with 23 gold, 14 silver and 12 bronze medals. America is trailing behind in second position with 20 gold, 20 silver and 14 bronze medals. And Japan is in third position with 17 gold, 5 silver and 8 bronze medals. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Five-day public procurement training for Radio Nepal employees starts today. Flooded Melamchi River washes away a bridge over the river in Chanauti and swept away the building housing the Melamchi radio station. And fighting rages in Afghanistan as Taliban besieges three key cities. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.